Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Wednesday, May 25th, is the feast of St. Gregory the Seventh. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis says he is heartbroken on hearing news of yet another mass shooting. The head of the Scalabrinian Order says the Church is already committed to the priorities of the World Economic Forum. And the 102nd edition of Catholic Days opens Wednesday in the German city of Stuttgart. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. During his Wednesday general audience, Pope Francis called for an end to the indiscriminate trafficking of arms. His words come the day after 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting at an elementary school in the U.S. state of Texas. As families mourn their loved ones, this latest shooting has led to further calls for stricter background checks on gun sales and other firearm controls. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
It's the news no parent wants to hear, that a child has been taken from them. But that's what mothers and fathers have been facing after an 18-year-old gunman entered the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday, where he launched a rampage killing 19 children and two teachers. Families of the victims have been sharing their heartbreak. Angel Garza lost his daughter, Amory Jo, in the shootings. He wrote on social media, "Thank you everyone for the prayers and help trying to find my baby. She's been found. My little love is now flying high with the angels above. Please don't take a second for granted. Hug your family. Tell them you love them." The suspect, identified as Salvador Ramos, had already shot his own grandmother before storming the school. He was later killed by law enforcement officers. Nearly 500 pupils attend the predominantly Hispanic school, ranging in age from 7 to 10 years old. This latest mass shooting has shocked people in the United States and beyond. In an appeal during his Wednesday general audience, Pope Francis said his heart was broken. I am praying for the children and adults who were killed and for their families. It is time to say enough to this indiscriminate trafficking of arms. Let us all commit ourselves so that such tragedies can never happen again. Those sentiments were echoed by U.S. President Joe Biden speaking from the White House following the attack, who called for gun control.
And how many scores of little children who witness what happened see their friends die as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake? They'll live with it the rest of their lives.
In a statement on the carnage, Cardinal Blaise Cupich, Archbishop of Chicago, said, "We don't yet know whether the Uvalde gunman took advantage of a permitless carry, but we do know that America is awash in guns. We have more firearms than people. As I reflect on this latest American massacre, I keep returning to the questions, who are we as a nation if we do not act to protect our children? What do we love more, our instruments of death or our future?" Responding to news of the shootings, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops said, "There have been too many school shootings, too much killing of the innocent. Our Catholic faith calls us to pray for those who have died and to bind the wounds of others. And we join our prayers along with the community in Uvalde and Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller." Tuesday's shooting was the worst at a U.S. school since a gunman killed 26 people, including 20 children, at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut in December of 2012. In 2018, a former student at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, killed 17 students and staff. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Before the Wednesday general audience, Pope Francis met about 20 members of the Global Solidarity Fund, GSF, an alliance that promotes partnerships for the most vulnerable people across the private sector, the development sector, and Catholic communities. The fund is inspired by Pope Francis' vision and by the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, to help build a better world based on solidarity, charity, and equality. On Wednesday, the Pope encouraged the group to continue its commitment for a more inclusive economy in line with Catholic social teaching. Lisa Zangarini has this report.
Pope Francis on Wednesday reiterated his call for the Church to reach out to the physical but also the spiritual peripheries of the world, recalling that this is exactly what Jesus did in his time. He made the call during an audience with a delegation of the Global Solidarity Fund, led by Cardinal Silvano Maria Tomasi. Speaking off the cuff, Pope Francis praised the group for its closeness to the discarded in our throwaway societies, referring in particular to immigrants. He emphasized in this regard the crucial importance of their integration in the hosting societies through education and work, warning that not integrating immigrants is dangerous both for immigrants themselves and for society as a whole. Pope Francis further recalled that many countries of the developed world are either made of descendants of immigrants, like America, or have produced emigrants, like Ireland and Italy. The Pope also called attention to the fact that Europe, who is facing a demographic winter, needs immigrants. This is why, he said, it is important to welcome, but most importantly, to integrate them. This is not almsgiving, it is brotherhood, the Pope said, reflecting on the Global Solidarity Fund's mission. Pope Francis once again highlighted the urgent need to convert to a new model of economy inspired by Christian values. We need to move from a liberal economy to an economy shared by the people, he said. Concluding his remarks, Pope Francis encouraged the GSF partners to move forward in their commitment to support the most vulnerable in the peripheries of the world. I am Lisa Zengarini.
Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum is currently underway in Davos, Switzerland. Among those taking part in the event is Father Leonardo Chiarello, the Superior General of the Scalabrinian Missionaries. He told Vatican Radio's Mario Galgano, the Church is already committed to many of the forum's priorities.
The Catholic Church is already committed to the various issues considered at the forum, both globally and locally. Just a few examples. The perspective proposed by Pope Francis on the care of nature and the promotion of a more inclusive economy in Laudato Si and Fratelli Tutti. The various programs for job creation, development, education, and healthcare, among other programs promoted by the Catholic organizations and religious congregations at the global level and the local level. In a perspective of co-responsibility and interinstitutional cooperation, the Catholic Church can do more by engaging with other initiatives already in place and involving other social and political actors in the initiatives developing at the local and global level. There is an anecdote that I would like to share with you. It's the story of a Colombian woman who had been a refugee in Venezuela for many years, and now, due to the crisis in Venezuela, she returned to Colombia, and with the support of the Scalabrini missionaries and the international cooperation, she developed a small toy factory in the border between Colombia and Venezuela in Cúcuta to provide work for a group of migrant women, and is a very successful business. This is an example of a successful cooperation between the Catholic Church, the private sector, international cooperation, to create jobs and promote an economy that embraces everyone, including migrants and refugees.
That was Father Leonardo Chiarello, the Superior General of the Scalabrinian Missionaries, speaking with Vatican News at Davos. The 102nd edition of Germany's Catholic Days Festival, called Katholikentag, kicks off in Stuttgart on Wednesday. The 5 days of celebrations, which brings together over 20,000 participants, offers moments of celebration, reflection, and discussion of issues impacting society and people of all walks of life, backgrounds, and cultures. Mark Frings is General Secretary of the Central Committee of German Catholics, which organizes the event each year. He spoke about Catholic Days with Vatican Radio's Gudrun Saylor.
We go back to a very long tradition. We started in 1848, but in a nutshell, I would say that the Katholikentag today is an event that lasts for 5 days, and it brings together several thousand participants who discuss together with experts political, church, social issues, and to celebrate faith and culture and take together a common stand on trends and visions vis-a-vis current developments that that we are all facing in the world, not only within the church, but also outside.
The Katholikentag is predominantly organized and supported by lay people. You've been saying that. To what extent does that really shape the character of this event?
Yeah, if we go back to history, I have to add that in the early beginnings, the bishops were even excluded. So it was a 100% lay people only event. But today we partner every time together with the host diocese. So it's a close cooperation between the Central Committee of German Catholics and the German bishops here in Germany. And it's very important to say that it's a bottom-up process. It means that the whole program, and we are talking about 1,500 events, panel discussions, workshops, cultural activities, is prepared and conducted by volunteers, mainly deriving from the Catholic civil society. And it hence means that no one can complain about the program because it 100% represents the current priorities of representatives of the civil society, coming both from the Catholic Church, but also from our ecumenical friends, from experts, from think tanks, political parties, etc., etc.
That was Mark Frings, the General Secretary of the Central Committee of German Catholics. Finally, returning to Wednesday's general audience, Pope Francis continued his catechesis on old age, reflecting on the biblical saying, "All things are vanity." The Pope urged the elderly to hold on to their passion for justice, while resisting the temptation to accumulate knowledge without turning it into action. Devin Watkins has more.
Pope Francis reflected on the Old Testament book of Koheleth, or Ecclesiastes, at the weekly general audience, noting how its refrain, "Everything is vanity," represents a particular temptation in our own day and age. He said the wise man Koheleth bounced back and forth from sense and meaningless in his quest for knowledge of life, saying he teetered on nonsense when leaning toward knowledge detached from passion for justice. Koheleth added the Pope concluded his book with an indication of how to get out of the trap, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Pope Francis said each of us have been tempted toward indifference when we see that our efforts seem to produce no results, and reality appears to turn everything, both good and bad, into nothingness. He added that a kind of negative intuition especially tempts people advanced in years, possibly leading them to disenchantment.
La resistenza della vecchiaia agli effetti demoralizzanti di questo disincanto è decisiva.
The resistance of old age to the demoralizing effects of disenchantment is decisive, he said. If the elderly who have seen it all keep intact their passion for justice, then there is hope for love and also for faith. The Pope said our contemporary world believes it can measure and manipulate everything, which then results in taking away meaning, love, and goodness. He added that modern culture combines knowledge and irresponsibility in an attempt to take away the moral impact of our actions and leads us down the path of paralysis of the soul. Pope Francis noted that giving in to this temptation opens the door to the aggressiveness of the forces of evil in the form of ideologies. In conclusion, Pope Francis called on the elderly to help younger generations turn away from the delusion of a truth of the mind devoid of a desire for justice.
Gli anziani, ricchi di saggezza e di umorismo, fanno tanto bene ai giovani.
Elderly people, rich in wisdom and humor, do so much good for the young, he concluded. They save them from the temptation of a sad worldly knowledge devoid of the wisdom of life. I'm Devin Watkins.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Many thanks this afternoon go to our sound engineers in the studio. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.